Nicely put. Analogy is always suspect, but that one is close to the facts. Bring me a mathematical proof tomorrow. Time for one more question. You ask it, and I'll answer. Anyone? Sir, why not go, well, go the limit, require everyone to serve and let everybody vote? Young man, can you restore my eyesight? Sir? Why, no, sir. You would find it much easier than to instill moral virtue, social responsibility, into a person who doesn't have it, doesn't want it, and resents having the burden thrust on him. That is why we make it so hard to enroll, so easy to resign. Social responsibility above the level of family, or at most of tribe, requires imagination, devotion, loyalty, all the higher virtues, which a man must develop himself. If he has them forced down him, he will vomit them out. Conscript armies have been tried in the past. Look up in the library the psychiatric report on brainwashed prisoners in the so-called Korean War, circa 1950. The Mayer report. Bring an analysis to class. He touched his watch. Dismissed. Major Reed gave us a busy time. But it was interesting. I caught one of those master's thesis assignments he chucked around so casually. I had suggested that the Crusades were different from most wars. I got sawed off and handed this. Required to prove that war and moral perfection derive from the same genetic inheritance. Briefly, thus, all wars arise from population pressure. Yes, even the Crusades, though you have to dig into trade routes and birth rate and several other things to prove it. Morals, all correct moral rules, derive from the instinct to survive. Moral behavior is survival behavior above the individual level, as in a father who dies to save his children. But since population pressure results from the process of surviving through others, then war, because it results from population pressure, derives from the same inherited instinct, which produces all moral rules suitable for human beings. Check of proof. Is it possible to abolish war by relieving population pressure, and thus do away with the all-too-evident evils of war, through constructing a moral code under which population is limited to resources? Without debating the usefulness or morality of Planned Parenthood, it may be verified by observation that any breed which stops its own increase gets crowded out by breeds which expand. Some human populations did so in Terran history, and other breeds moved in and engulfed them.